Welcome back to Dungeons & Drafts. We recap and overanalyze everything happening in this icy horror campaign. We discuss magic mechanics and bad decisions. I am S.
I am R.
We have massive amounts of lore today. Chapter 84 bears the title The Oath. It delivers immense physical trauma and wild magical tactics.
We dive right back into a literal cliffhanger. Total pandemonium dictates the battlefield. Our gold dragonborn paladin plunges into an infinite non-Euclidean spatial loop. The tome archive functions as an endless drop.
The setting remains one of the best locations yet. Ancient warped Netherese magic creates these geometric nightmares. Herax plummets through the floor. He reappears instantly, falling through the ceiling. Heavy Ankeg plate armor accelerates his drop speed.
Scriven's Scry dominates the tactical situation initially. This Arcanoloth leverages his stolen soul tome brilliantly. He commands heavy reading desks to levitate over the abyss. He surfs the furniture while giving arrogant monologues.
He adjusts his spectacles and mocks the party. He references outer planar courtesy. He insults their ties to Jarlaxle. The fiend claims their mercenary work means nothing. He views mortal lives strictly as business expenditures.
Delnus bites back verbally, but pays a brutal price. Scriven Scry unleashes fiendish burst. We witness terrifying necrotic projectiles curve through space. They ignore shield blocks completely. The force slams Delnus against heavy bookshelves.
Delnus collapses unconscious under encyclopedias. The momentum shifts poorly for our heroes. Doug decides to take a major tactical risk on the bottom floor. He willingly abandons his polar werebear transformation.
Let us examine that choice deeply. Polar werebear forms offer immense physical defense. However, Tekeli Lee deals aggressive necrotic damage. A null vampire drains maximum life points directly. Physical immunity offers zero comfort there.
Exactly. Doug swaps endurance for offensive arcane potential. The sorcerer powers up his staff of golden wood. He activates Booming Blade. He strikes the undead beast straight across the jaw.
Doug triggers his ring of discombobulation immediately. The item creates excellent crowd control. The mechanical synergy here impresses me. Tekeli Lee gets stunned entirely. The monster stands helpless, covered in sonic energy.
Meanwhile, we look up toward the ceiling loop. Herax processes extreme sensory data mid-drop. The paladin utilizes his bizarre slat eye replacement. Time slows down from his perspective. The artifact eye changes his physical trajectory calculations.
This slad perception allows a cinematic marvel. He watches the floating Scriven Scry pass far below him. He notes the looping portal above the villain. The paladin grips his mundane pink shag cloak.
A giant armored lizard spreads bright pink carpet to ride wind drafts. The visual demands absolute respect. He decelerates using physics. He positions his landing directly atop the levitating reading desk.
The heavy metallic crash destabilizes the desk entirely. The Arcanoloth squeaks in fear. Herex smoothly draws the legendary Holy Avenger. He attempts a heroic strike. The unsteady footing ruins his swing completely.
Scriven Scry taunts the missed attack immediately. Herax replies flawlessly. The paladin states he was not aiming for a slash. He throws his armored shoulder directly into the Gehenna Fox chest.
We love contested strength checks replacing basic weapon strikes. It utilizes environmental danger. The smooth-souled warlock slips backwards. He tumbles violently into the absolute black void below. The party wins a massive reprieve.
But dungeon masters never allow long breaths. Glax joins the combat above them. The tragedy surrounding this kobold vampire shatters the soul. Glax grew up alongside Herax. They call each other brother. A corrupted brother bites your exposed Achilles tendon. Virulent cursed magic flows into the paladin.
Glax siphons away pure radiant life force. We experience a horrific conflict of interest. Does Herax execute a beloved tribe mate?
Before anyone chooses violence, another enemy intervenes. The mummified master librarian wakes up. Scriven Scry, losing physical control of the tome, causes magical stutters. The giant mummy defaults back to original defensive protocols.
The giant mummy launches historical encyclopedias through the air. The heavy books smack our golden dragonborn right in the skull. He almost falls from his precarious hovering furniture.
Let us swap focus back toward the stunned vampire below. Doug creates an aggressive recipe. He breaks unstable oil directly over the hyena beast head. He ignites the mixture utilizing green flame blade magic.
A stunning elemental reaction happens here. Volatile chemicals interact against sorcery. Tekeli Lee erupts like a green bonfire. A towering inferno sears undead flesh. The gnoll shriek provides absolute audio horror.
But the party tunnel vision leaves an opening. Scrivenscry arrests his fall lower down the chasm. The mobster grabs a wooden banister. He hauls his dusty, tooth-lined robes over the railing directly behind Doug.
Scrivenscry skips dialogue and pulls a cursed parchment. We see the terrifying application of a Finger of Death scroll. An intense beam of negative annihilation magic hits the sorcerer. Black necrotic veins cover Doug.
Draconic endurance fails. Doug falls completely dead onto the library planks. A horrific magical caveat exists with this spell effect. Slain victims return rapidly. They arise acting as permanent, mindless zombies.
Herax sees this unfold from higher altitude. He drops any combat stance against Glax. The paladin ignores personal danger. He dives into empty space once more. He acts like a literal kinetic missile.
Gravity provides a bludgeoning bonus. The armored warrior lands directly atop the burning Tekeli Lai. Crushing weight flattens the undead knoll against the structure. Both creatures eat tremendous blunt force destruction.
Herax forces shattered ribs to cooperate. He crawls toward his lifeless party member. He pushes a golden scaled palm onto the ruined chest cavity. He dumps every final droplet of holy power remaining.
Cleansing touch flashes brilliant gold energy. The desperate ability violently purges necrotic buildup. It halts the Finger of Death, undeath transition just before the time limit expires. Doug stabilizes inside darkness.
This defines high-tier cooperative gameplay, immediate response times. However, the battlefield remains saturated with hostile targets. A scorched, enraged Tekeli Lai recovers again. The beast seeks immediate physical retaliation against the prone cleric.
Our hero catches a huge narrative break here. Slawed Eye Perception locates forgotten floor debris. A glowing magical item rests beneath destroyed shelves. Herax spots another simulacrum scroll. Pure draconic symbology registers instantly.
Simulacrum provides unparalleled action economy control. This arcane rarity manipulates snow and frozen ambient vapor. A crystalline copy emerges within seconds. We watch a secondary Arcanoloth spawn into existence.
The construct possesses familiar wire spectacles. It wields identical tuning fork staves. Crucially, it pledges supreme obedience toward Herax. The paladin declares the Knoll-Vampire conflict officially ended.
He demands covering fire. The fake Scrivenscry shoots fiendish birth purple skulls at the burning Knoll. Original dark villain spells obliterate sub-boss enemies. It drips absolute poetic irony.
Herax finds unknown stamina reserves. The paladin grabs his massive blade, wielding a terrifying grip. He calls upon mysterious deep celestial powers. An overcharged divine smite connects with decaying bone. Blinding radiant output mimics trapped starlight. Radiant vaporizes undead resistance systems permanently. A vampire knoll dissipates rapidly into dark, misty gas. Monster mechanics state vapors retreat towards safe havens immediately.
The misty cloud races desperately toward Scrivenscry. The fiend holds the cursed soul tome, acting as a tether point. The clever paladin initiates protocol phase 2, kill the book, he directs his shiny new pet.
Fake Scrivenscry aims carefully at real Scrivenscry. He shoots extra necrotic bursts. It shreds vampire fog upon impact. Then the clone launches a point-blank fireball directly onto original villain artifacts.
A fire detonation engulfs the shocked crime boss. We hear mobster screams complaining regarding damaged merchandise. Heavy leather pages ignite violently. The souls inside burn, spreading strange purple light across the balconies.
Doug stays quiet during this explosive turn. He occupies cold darkness. Suddenly, mysterious audio input begins. A deep entity resonates through mind waves. The communication origins lie inside a backpack artifact.
We waited weeks predicting that metallic dragon egg purpose. The gold and platinum item stolen from Grimskull activates now. Warmth floods paralyzed nerves. It claims a narrative remains unfinished.
Draconic eyes open, broadcasting chaotic light. Strange magic heals necrotic wounds completely. Doug returns sporting crackling chaotic energy streams. The player evaluates the immediate burning target across the chaotic room.
Doug speaks a singular command word, burn! A desperate sorcerer overclocks internal pathways. We see a sixth-level fireball manifestation. Ambient constraints fail to limit sheer structural output.
A new miniature sun illuminates all architecture geometry simultaneously. Pure raw plasma deletes remaining fiendish resistance parameters. Scrivenscry takes full lethal exposure and gets repelled backward into infinite loop pits again.
Most importantly, the cursed book turns fully ash white. Intense fire breaks all dark pact constraints entirely. Arcane strings snap globally throughout the whole spire facility. Undead thralls break formation.
Our towering mummy giant ceases aggressive hostilities. Red defensive visual displays disable immediately. We watch an ancient cursed scholar calmly return organizing library books again. Absolute tragedy inverted gracefully.
Upper banister resolutions follow fast. The twisted vampire magic exits Glax violently. Leathery, unnatural back wings turn into gray soot. Demonic scarlet eye glows switch back, reflecting gentle tribal amber hues.
The corrupted stance leaves. A broken kobold hits wooden board softly. Heavy metal footsteps march toward the weakened brother. A paladin drops heavy divine weapons. An emotional armor clatter rings across empty airspace.
Glax shares weak tribal gratitude words. However, mechanical truths reassert rules without prejudice. Removing vampirism from centuries-old corpses means raw chronology applies its weight fast. Rapid decay initiates.
Bright, youthful scales dull. Muscles pull tighter across fragile skeletons. Glax ages forward dozens of decades within mere heartbeats. Healing hands touch dry flesh, lacking efficacy against linear entropy momentum.
Desperate minds abandon logic, choosing compassion. Glax remembers Evira, the High Enchantress memory husk gift, a crown of the timeless body. High netherrow items halt age progression perfectly.
A magic silver crown guarantees eternal prime physique states. Heroes crave immortal tools desperately. Our giant paladin rips off personal godlike advantages instantly. He forcefully attaches the metal piece upon his small dying friend.
Temporal magic flashes, neutralizing chronological violence safely. Time decay walls halt solid. The item captures the lethal physics equation, absorbing all damage entirely. Chest cavities move, circulating air securely once again.
We no longer view a spry tribal scout. We observe ancient gray whiskers attached to frail living biology. The brothers share heavy sighs within dusty silence. Book names secure in their satchels safely.
A beautiful thematic bow concludes this violent session episode. We must discuss Paladin vow philosophy now. Dungeons & Dragons rules typically lean upon maximizing mechanical leverage efficiently against enemies, always.
True, exactly. Normal player choices emphasize keeping potent artifact upgrades selfishly. Surrendering eternal, unaging physical states just destroys optimization charts. Here, Rex plays character truths instead. Vows mean choosing loss freely.
Contrast party ideals against our defeated Arcanoloth ideology directly. Scrivenscry manipulated bound unwilling ghost batteries constantly. Boss encounters treated friendly units like disposable cannon assets entirely.
Whereas Herax literally became living shields multiple occasions today. Catching friends requires jumping downward into dangerous dark pits. He crashed through burning demons rather than utilizing basic safe casting ranges.
Doug acted precisely similar during opening phases. Entering beast forms mitigates physical destruction cleanly. Doug stripped protective shell fur apart, prioritizing team support capability first. Taking necrotic damage meant trusting friend healing tools later.
This chapter demonstrated intense, vulnerable teamwork beautifully, but deep lore hooks dangle waiting everywhere. What ancient alien intention motivates golden dragon eggs, providing battlefield revivals quietly? Favors require returning eventually somewhere.
I expect severe Grimskull repercussion plot hooks emerging shortly. For now, survival demands locating Demilich Irialarthus rapidly. Prevent massive anti-magic reality explosion somehow. Protect world fabric entirely from tearing apart worse.
Do not forget Velleny fighting metal kaiju beasts outdoors currently. Mechanical resources remain empty after casting max-leveled smite powers anyway. Cleric hit points require lengthy rest period resolutions urgently.
We applaud DM's structure regarding weird spatial dynamics here deeply. Designing endless dimensional drops, forcing new player mechanics, brings massive narrative delight. Allow chaos elements room inside tabletop campaigns, folks.
Absolutely perfect session design everywhere. Using duplicates destroying core villain items earns massive legendary story points permanently. We definitely conclude our episode coverage celebrating complete creative madness.
I agree wholeheartedly with this final campaign assessment tonight. Join our channels next week regarding deep dive namebook translation sessions, surely. Thank you for listening, friends.
Roll high stats always. Remember bringing magical backup artifacts next library adventure.